Okay, good morning, everyone. It is always a joy to be there together as God's family here at the Church of the Witcher. Today, Jesus asked us one of the most important questions we will ever answer, not with our words, but with our lives. Questions. A little boy asked his grandfather, "Grandpa, why do you always sit in the front pew at church?" Grandpa replied, because at my age, if I sit at the back, people think I'm sleeping. If I sit in the front, they think I'm praying." Here's another one. A priest asked his congregation, "Why do some people stop coming to church?" One block answered, "Because nobody noticed them when they stop." The priest smiled and replied, "Exactly. That is why we need each other." Today's gospel is the parable of the
sower.
I like that Australian accent. Jesus tells us about a farmer scattering seed, not planting neatly in rows, not measuring carefully. He throws the seed everywhere. Why? Because that is how God's love is. That is how God loves. God's love is wonderfully generous. He offers His grace to everyone. That is why I came up with this poster for our church. Anglican Church of the Good Shepherd. A church for all. In the first century Palestine, farmers scattered seed before plowing the field. My paternal grandfather was a farmer in the Philippines. And in the Philippines, we have an animal called caravan used in plowing the field. Peeling the soil. You have to plow the field first before you plant. Before you seed. But in Palestine, it was different. And in Palestine, there were narrow footpaths crossing every farm. And birds followed the farmer hoping for an easy meal. Much of the land was rocky limestone covered by only a thin layer of soil. And there were also thorn bushes whose roots remained hidden beneath the ground. So every person listening to Jesus that day immediately recognized the picture. But Jesus was not really talking about farming. He was talking about the human heart. I know you mentioned to me not to be on the eye and not to be on the eye, right? Interactive and hopefully, but I think I can still ask questions even. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever tried growing tomatoes or vegetables? Okay, many, and wonderful. Now, Can you grow anything without good soil? No. Exactly. Good seed needs good soil. The same with God's Word. God's Word also needs a willing heart. This gospel Jesus says some seed falls on the hard path. Have you ever tried planting a flower on concrete? No. Neither does God's word grow in a heart that has become hard. A heart that becomes hard sometimes because of disappointment, sometimes because of grief, sometimes because of bitterness. Bitterness hardens our hearts. Another question. Have you ever started a New Year's resolution that lasted only a week? Many of us have. Because New Year's, some people become excited, especially new convert Christians, those who are just new in the faith. Some people have become excited about faith. But when difficulties come, they give up. That's why faith needs roots. Another question. Can weeds grow faster than flowers?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Our worries, our busy schedule, sometimes even our finances, our distractions can quietly choke our relationship with God. That's why Jesus says we must regularly pull out the weeds. Finally, good soil receives the seed. Good soil holds unto it. And good soil bears fruit. My friend, what fruit does God want to see? Any guess? What fruit does God want to see?
Sharing of faith.
Faith. Patience. Right? Love. Kindness. Joy, forgiveness, those are the fruits that God wants to see. One great evangelist once said, the Bible is not an option. It is a necessity. How true? The Bible changes us and transforms. I don't want to use the word changes us. It transforms us. But only if we keep opening it. Only if we keep opening it, studying it, understanding it, reflecting on it, meditating on it. But another question, what makes a good soil? What then makes good soil? I suggest three simple habits. First, come every Sunday. Come every Sunday. Each Sunday, God plants another seed. If we miss so many Sundays, we also miss many seeds. Imagine watering your garden only once every 6 weeks or once every 2 weeks. It wouldn't survive. Neither does our faith. Every Sunday strengthens us. Every Sunday encourages us. Every Sunday reminds us that we are not walking alone. Second, receive Holy Communion regularly. At this table, Jesus feeds us himself. We don't receive communion because we are perfect. Because we are holy, because we are saints, we receive communion because we are sinners that needs God's grace. We need God's grace. Just our cell phones needs recharging. I asked the Wednesday parishioners attending the service last Wednesday, how often do we charge our cell phones? Right? Every day. Every day we charge our cell phones. Same thing with us. Just as our bodies need food. We eat 3 times a day. Or some of us maybe 5 times a day. Just in the Philippines, most people eat breakfast, morning snacks, lunch, mid afternoon snacks, then dinner, and then sometimes bedtime snacks. It depends. So my point is, just as our bodies need food, our souls need Christ. The Book of Common Prayer calls communion our spiritual food, right? So what a beautiful expression, spiritual food. So when we receive Christ and His Word faithfully through the Scriptures and through the sacrament of communion, our hearts become softer. Our faith grows deeper. Our hope becomes stronger. And third, stay connected with God's people. Look around you. Look around you. These people are not strangers. They are your church family. Someone notices when you are missing. Someone prays for you. Someone smiles because you are here. So now, I invite you, please smile to the next person, to the person next to you, and look at them in the eye, and say with all honesty, I am glad you are here this morning. The Good Shepherd is not simply somewhere we go. It is a family where we belong. Church of the Good Shepherd is a family where we belong. You know, many Australians love their gardens. After a week of drought, the ground becomes hard. Then comes steady rain, slowly. What happens? The soil softens. Seeds begin growing again. God works like that. God works like that. Perhaps someone here this morning feels so dry. Perhaps life has been difficult. Perhaps your faith has become tired. The Good Shepherd has not given up on you. Today, His grace is like gentle rain. Yes, the Good Shepherd Jesus can soften every heart. One last question. What kind of soil do you want to be this week? The hard path, the rocky ground, the thorny soil, or the
good soil?
Friends, every Sunday, God scatters His seed. Every Bible reading, every hymn, every prayer, every communion is another seed planted by the Holy Spirit. Let's not settle for simply hearing God's word. Let's allow it to grow. Allow God's word to grow within you. Let's keep worshiping faithfully. Let's keep receiving Holy Communion joyfully. Let's keep encouraging one another. And may this Church of the Good Shepherd continue to be a place where God's seed produces 30, 60, and even 100-fold. A parishioner told the rector, "Reverend, I don't need to come to church to be a Christian." The rector quietly picked up a glowing coal from the fireplace in the house of this parishioner where he visited and placed it, that burning coal, by itself on the hearth. Within minutes, the coal grew cold. And the parishioner smiled and said, "Okay, Reverend, I changed my mind. I'll see you in church next time." Because even glowing coals need the fire. And Christians need the fellowship of God's people. May God make each one of us good soil, deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, joyful in worship, faithful in receiving communion, and fruitful in serving our neighbors. Amen?
Amen.